So what do we need to do? Real simple. We need to get ourselves in a great state and decide what are two beliefs that we really want that would empower us. So right now, change your body radically, and I want you to stand, breathe, start to move the way you would if you felt totally energized, totally excited, totally passionate. I mean, move your body. You go, this is weird, Tony. Doesn't matter. Go for it anyway. Move your body. Breathe. Gesture. Express yourself the way you would. Start talking out loud more rapidly, more quickly, till you can put yourself in a place where you feel excited. Because right now, I want you to put yourself in a state like this gentleman Scrooge was in when he realized it was still Christmas morning and he had a chance to change it all. That level of excitement and energy, create it in your body right now, whatever it takes. And as you create it, start thinking of what is the opposite of your old beliefs. If you were going to change these two beliefs and install two new beliefs that were going to empower you, what would those two new beliefs be? If you're going to make them in one sentence, like mine was, if you recall, hey, I'm too young, I went to youth this power. I don't have the degree, I went, thank God, I got a PhD in results. I haven't been conditioned on what to believe or not to believe. I can make my own choices. Make it a sentence. I got a PhD in results. I don't have any money. I have as much money as I'm committed to making. I have as much money as I need as long as I get committed. I have as much money as I need by developing a strategy. Whatever belief it is, make it a phrase. Whatever it is, make it something that empowers you. And in this state right now, I want you to write down two sentences, two new beliefs to replace the old ones. What would they be? Write them down right now. Quickly. Sit down and right now come up with two different sentences. What would you replace the old beliefs with? Two powerful sentences that when you say them, you think, if I had that belief, it would really empower my life. What would be the antithesis of your old belief? Go for it. Write it down quickly, quickly. If you need time, stop the tape right now and just take a moment and write down these two new empowering beliefs. Go for it. Welcome back. You should now have two empowering beliefs that are stated in sentences that are very clear and hopefully stated in the positive. In other words, if you had an old belief that said, well, I'm ugly, and you've changed a new one to I'm not that attractive, that's not a strong enough new belief. Make it stated in the positive, okay? Now, all we've got to do now to install it is get us to associate in our own minds pleasure to having it and then condition that till it stays. We've identified what the new belief is. How do we do it? Same way we pulled out the old one. We're going to go back to Dickens. We're going to start to get the result we want. Take a nice deep breath in. Exhale slowly. Close your eyes quickly. And let's just have some fun. It'll be easy to install because there's a vacuum. There's a hole where your old belief used to be, and now you can fill it with this new empowering belief. So what I want you to do, real simple, is this. I want you to imagine right now that you have lived with these new beliefs for 5 years. In other words, we're going to step 5 years into the future, but this time, as you go to the future, it's a new destiny. I want you to notice the positive, powerful impact that these new beliefs have had on your life. In other words, where are you now in your life after 5 years of living with these beliefs? What have you gained? How is your life greater? How is your life enhanced? Go ahead, step into the future, and with you, take all the successes that you've built day after day after day because of these new beliefs for 5 whole years. How has it enhanced your personality? How has it strengthened your confidence? What has it caused you to really go for? Take a look in the mirror 5 years from now as you arrive there, living with all these great beliefs for 5 years, and take a look in the mirror. Are you smiling or frowning? Do you have lots of energy or a little bit of energy? Do you feel younger or older? Do you feel more excited about life or less? Take a look at your level of confidence and your ability and your emotions. Do you feel more joy and pleasure and passion or less? How about your relationships? Is there more drive and excitement and love there or less? What's happened to your ability to really impact the people around you in a positive way because of these empowering beliefs? Hey, what's happened to you financially? Because of these beliefs, did you try some things you wouldn't have tried before? Did you hear some things you wouldn't have heard before? Did you learn some things you wouldn't have learned before? Did you invest in some things you wouldn't have invested in before? What's happened there as well after 5 years of living with empowering beliefs? In addition, what's happened to you physically? Do you feel more healthy, more alive? Do you have more energy? What do you like in your physical weight? Have you learned to change your state without having to just use drugs or alcohol or food or something else? Take a good look. What do you like spiritually or in your relationship with your creator? What kind of role model are you for your kids or for your friends? What do you say to yourself after living this way for 5 years? Notice how it feels. Feel it right now. Now, step 10 years in the future, and I want you to feel what it feels like to live with these beliefs for a decade. A decade of living the way you absolutely know would create success. A decade of living by these empowering beliefs. A decade of having your personality influenced and impacted by them. And as you arrive 10 years in the future, again, look at your face. Are you more alive or less alive? Do you have more energy or less? Do you look younger or older? Do you stand differently than you did even 10 years ago? How do you feel about yourself having lived this way for a decade? What do you say to yourself? What's your level of confidence, passion, aliveness, playfulness? That's it. What's happened in your relationships? Have they enhanced and gotten even better and stronger? Or are they weakened? What's happened in your relationships with your children if you have them? What kind of role model are you? What do you like personally, emotionally, physically, financially, spiritually, intellectually, and socially? How is your life greater? How is your life enhanced for 10 full years? And now here's the kicker. Go to year 20. Step in the future, 20 years in the future, where you've lived this way for 2 decades, where this is really who you are. There's no question anymore. And feel how good it feels. Feel the power and the maturity and the distinctions and the success and the happiness and the joy and the pleasure and the security and the adventure. Feel it all inside of you right now. Look in the mirror and notice what your life is like. What do you say to yourself having lived this way for 20 years? Look at all your relationships, your business, your career. And again, notice and feel how good it feels to have lived this way for 20 years. And decide. For a moment, I want you to look at both destinies, the one you were heading on and the one you're on now. Decide, side by side, which one are you committed to living? I know it's a tough choice, but give it a shot. I think it'll be pretty clear. Once you decide, come back to today being excited, knowing that this destiny that you're now on track for hasn't happened yet, which means you get to look forward to it every single day just by having these new beliefs. Come all the way back to today and feel the excitement you can have about your future, the excitement you can have about your present. And when you finish this tape, write down your success journal. Write down a paragraph or two or three as to how each one of these beliefs, how specifically will this belief, new one you've installed, enhance the quality of your life now. That's your only assignment for today. And when you come back tomorrow, we're going to work on creating a compelling future, understanding the power of why. Till then, again, live with passion.